Morning watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 7. The Lord being with our spirit to be our empowering grace, enabling us to minister the healthy teaching of God's eternal economy, speaking with healthy words of the grace of life for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Wednesday, related verses. Luke 1, 28 and 30. And he came to her and said, "Rejoice, you who have been graced. The Lord is with you." 30. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace with God." 2 Corinthians 13, 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 1 Peter 5, 10. But the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. Hebrews 12, 28. Therefore, receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us have grace, through which we may serve God well-pleasingly, with piety and fear. John 1, 16 and 17. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. Galatians 1, 15 and 16. But when it pleased God who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles, immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Related reading. The truth concerning grace is very important. Luke refers to grace at the time of the Lord's conceiving in Mary. Most translations use the word favor instead of grace, but the word in the Greek text is grace. Mary's conceiving of the Lord Jesus was great because that was God's incarnation within her. This was not just Mary's finding favor or being favored by God. This was a matter of grace. Whatever is mentioned as the first case in the Bible becomes the principle. And the first case in the New Testament of grace is the case of God's incarnation. At one time, God was in an unapproachable place. In the Old Testament, he came out to visit people, but never in his visitation did he stay with the one who was visited by him. He came to Abraham and feasted with him, but then he left. He came to Gideon and left. He came to a number of persons in the Old Testament, but his coming was merely a temporary visit. In the New Testament, God's incarnation was different. His incarnation was not just his coming to visit Mary. Instead, he came to stay in Mary, to stay in her physical womb. Matthew 1:20 says that what was begotten in Mary was of the Holy Spirit. God came to visit Mary, and he entered into her and stayed in her to be the very essence of her conceiving of a wonderful person who would be both God and man, a God-man. The incarnation was a great thing. God came to visit people, to enter into people, and to stay in people. This is grace. Mary was graced by God and found grace with God. Grace is God's visitation to stay in man, to be born in man, and to be one with man. We should not forget that Mary's being graced by God in the conception of the man-savior is the first mention of the word grace in the New Testament. So this establishes a principle. 2 Timothy 4:22 says, "The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you." The Lord came to stay in us, to be born in us, to be one with us, and even to become us. This is grace. We must keep this definition of grace in mind. Then with this definition, we can interpret every verse where grace is mentioned in the New Testament. Luke 2 says that the young boy Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature and in the grace manifested in him before God and men. Jesus, as a young boy, advanced in the grace. Grace is God's visitation to stay in man, to be born in man, and to be one with man. No doubt Jesus was a boy who behaved perfectly, but that was not all. He also advanced in the grace that was manifested in him before God and men. This means that God was growing in him. The grace that Mary found and with which God graced her was the initiation of God's grace in the New Testament. We must study this point by fellowshipping deeply. The Lord Jesus grew in grace. That means that he grew in God as grace. As the Savior of men, in his ministry, he ministered God as grace to people. So he himself, as a young man, grew in grace, in God. We may wonder what growing in God means. We need to see that God himself is a constitution. He is constituted with many attributes. God is love, light, holiness, righteousness, etc. He is myriads of wonderful items. Every item of what God is an attribute of God. Our God is constituted in himself with many attributes. When we grow in God, we grow in God's attributes.